שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello Dr. Lightman. Hello, hello. Hello Yael Eshedarel. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about quarrels in the family and how to correctly communicate at times of quarrel. Please. In a family there's everything. There are good moments, happy moments, and also many quarrels, stripes, and we know that brothers from young age and until they grow up, and there are also fights between parents and children and between the parents themselves. And on this show, we'd like to first of all ask about the phenomenon itself, how to deal with it. And we have an opportunity as parents to teach our children how to connect whenever there's a fight, whenever there's a quarrel. And the question I'd like to ask is, what is the role of quarrels inside a family? Dr. Lightman, it's impossible to go without quarrels. If people want to change their state, their condition, or even leave it in status quo as was, quarrels are nonetheless a necessary element, necessary periods that we have to go through from time to time in order to strengthen our connection every time, or examine it, or even maybe move away a bit. But nonetheless, quarrels are a part of life, and we have to see them and teach the people that there is need for quarrels, but quarrels that are under our control and understanding, that it's something that's necessary, that we can't advance without. Yeah, so you're saying that it builds connection. Sometimes we see children fighting over nothing. Everything's fine, everything's good, and they're fighting really over stuff that you're asking yourself, why fight it up, Dr. Lightman? Otherwise, they don't feel each other. Yeah, that's amazing, to feel each other. What does a child who's a single child lose, who doesn't have siblings, Dr. Lightman? It's a problem. It's a problem. He's not ready for communication. He'll grow up, and it's going to be really hard for him to be around other people until he will nonetheless find such people that he can fight a bit with, until he finds, in short, until he finds himself. The connection, the approach, the attitude, it can develop only as a result of finding our boundaries, stumbling into others. The problem is that we're not being taught how to correctly deal with it. And it's like mom says, why can't you love each other, get along, concede to each other? She does not understand. She was also not taught that. You can't communicate only from the one side. You also have to be on the other side. Yael, what does that build in a person, Dr. Lightman? Communication can't be one way, in a single form, and even two. That suppose a boy and a girl, a young lady and a young man that want to develop their love, they have to all the time nonetheless taste a bit of the collision, of other things. There's no connection without something that's against it, opposite to it. Yeah, so in light of that, what is the ideal state of a family in relation to quarrels? Dr. Lightman, that they all do it with love. Love covers all crimes. It means that we love, and love is the main thing. But inside the love, and this is also related to the different forms of love, there is some rejection and, you know, a little quarrel, a little this, a little that, without which we can't feel that we love, that we're connected. Connection from the start includes rejection too. Otherwise, you can't feel that it's connection. Oren, you said that they do everything out of love, with love. Dr. Lightman, rejection too. Oh, and the quarrels too, Dr. Lightman, in order to enhance the love. This is called Love Covers All Crimes. So what do you need the crimes for? In order to cover them with love, because love can exist only as long as there are quarrels, crimes under it. Yeah, so it's an ideal state where Dr. Light, no, you can fight not for the sake of love, just fight. But we're talking about proper education where we have to teach people how to fight in order to increase love. Yeah, so first of all, we learned that there's no good communication that where there are no fights. The ideal state where we dream about for a home to be in a harmonious place, Dr. Lightman, you can't stand that, really. We feel the light only as it excels the darkness. Yeah, what it eventually makes us feel bad, Dr. Lightman, of course. Make some soup and put into it half a kilogram of sugar. And what will they tell you? Even little children won't want to eat it. Yeah, so we need to have this emotional fluctuation, Dr. Lightman. It is possible to appreciate everything, taste everything, only from a thing and its opposite. Yeah, so there have to be fights in a family. I understand, in order to develop a child, Dr. Lightman, it's not even called to fight. It's called... It is the posterior. It is a bit, a form that's a bit different than love, but it's also there in order for us to increase love. Yeah, so it's a part of the tastes of love that have to be in the connection. That's beautiful. You said that it's also in order to feel the other person, I have to fight him. It's probably in order to feel myself too. Dr. Lightman, everything that we do, even if it's love, even if it's out of love, out of an embrace. What is a strong embrace? How could it be? It is already included of both. Yeah, so what is good connection between siblings, Dr. Lightman, that they feel and understand from their experience too, how they can increase their love over rejection, above the rejection. Yeah, as parents, you're saying that we're raising our children incorrectly today because we were also brought up incorrectly. We lack some kind of basis in order to better understand what a quarrel is. But what can I give, what principles can I give my children in relation to the proper relations, connection between them, Dr. Lightman? That the main thing is their connection is love, but if sometimes there are quarrels between them, that too is a part of life, and it doesn't say just so that love covers all crimes, that if we don't have crimes, then there will be nothing to cover with love. Yeah, is there a certain situation that I as a parent can see and say that, okay, I can't accept this in terms of your relations and here I have to do something? Dr. Lightman, when it's a fight for the sake of fighting, that their goal is to move away from each other for the other to suffer, and that I'm not doing it for the sake of connection. Yeah, so there's a quarrel for the sake of quarreling, and there's a quarreling for the sake of love. A natural quarrel between a three-year-old with his brother for a toy. What kind of quarrel is that? Dr. Lightman, they don't know, therefore they don't have intentions. But eventually, they stay brothers and know how to get along with each other, and all these quarrels only through nature can you reach love and understanding. From what age can you fight with a child? Dr. Lightman, you're talking about a parent? Probably between siblings, from what age can it serve us in a more qualitative way, quarrel? Dr. Lightman, I think that it happens to them naturally. Look at puppies, how they behave. They're all the time as if fighting, jumping on each other, biting each other as if. Oh, so they're naturally fighting. The question, we as educators, parents, from what age is there someone to talk to and start working with them on the quarrels? Dr. Lightman, meaning to explain to a child how to fight? Yeah, and to explain that it's a part of life, that it builds connection. And Dr. Lightman, I think to give them everything, and not to limit them, only gradually, over time, to direct them, to teach them, that what the one gives to the other has to give him too, because otherwise no one will receive anything that the one has or the other, and they'll always be in a lack. But to give, to allow them to be as free as possible toward each other, like puppies. Yet, suppose there are two children of the ages of 3, 5, they're playing, they start fighting in the middle of the game. We, as parents, our natural inclination is to interfere, both because we're afraid that the connection between them will be damaged, also because we relate to quarrels as something negative and not something that builds a person. And also we have an inclination to protect the weaker one, and if there's injustice, then we immediately run to correct it. Is it correct to interfere, intervene? What do you think? Dr. Lightman, I'm against interference. I think that they should grow up freely, as long as they don't harm each other. And then gradually we need to, as much as possible, bring them to acquaint them with the fact that eventually all quarrels bring to mutual understanding, recognition, connection, and that we can't connect without fights. Yael, are there states in which we should interfere? Dr. Lightman, only to see that they don't harm each other. Yael, but to allow them to solve things by themselves. Dr. Lightman, right? Yael, even if it seems that one's weaker and the bigger his brother is, you know, twisting him, cheating him, conning him in a way that drives us crazy. Dr. Lightman, to interfere as little as possible. Oh, and what do I do with the feeling that one's using the other? Dr. Lightman, so the one should learn how to use the other, and the other will learn how he's being used and how he should behave accordingly. Yeah, that's a part of life too, Dr. Lightman, of course. Yeah, you know, children fight, 5 minutes later, they go back to playing as if nothing happened. We, parents, take it much harder than children, Dr. Layton, because they have less intellect than they do, because they're doing it by nature, and you want to be above nature as if, yeah, to arrange things that shouldn't be arranged. Owen, as parents, how should we relate to setting boundaries? You said to allow them freedom. When nonetheless do we have to set boundaries? Dr. Lightman, we are in a world that has many sharp edges. At home, he leaves his room to go to the kitchen, to some other place. There are plenty of appliances, this, that. So, of course, we have to protect them, guard them. But were we, suppose we'd live in a more natural way, really in nature, then we wouldn't need to keep anything. Oh, and this is in regard to physical damage, but about emotional damage. When do we have to set boundaries and a quarrel between siblings. Dr. Light, I wouldn't get into that at all. Oh, and so besides the boundary that you pointed out, that it's physical, they can physically harm each other, not to interfere. Dr. Light, well, God forbid if one of them is, has some kind of flaw from birth, or he's inferior in some way. But if both of them are healthy and are more or less of the same age, or even not of the same age, they should learn this way naturally. Yael, can their relations at a young age influence their future relations? Dr. Light, no. And they forget a few minutes later. It's not. Yael, and our need to instill values during the quarrel. Dr. Light, how can you demand such things of children of the ages of 2, 3, and when they're a bit bigger, Dr. Lightman, you don't teach them that. You educate them in such a way that in the connection between them, they will implement it. And you said we don't teach them, but we educate them. Dr. Lightman, when they are one against the other, you don't talk about it. You don't take the toy from one of them and give it to the other. That's a source for hate. For hate between them, that now you're sowing hate between brothers that you're taking from one of them. You, the mother, are taking from one of them and giving to the other. It's something that stays there for life, and you make it that they will hate each other. Oh, that bad, Dr. Layton? Of course. How could it be that a mother takes one side and doesn't belong to both of us? No one understands that he's stronger, that he's smarter, that he's bigger. That you don't understand. So not to interfere in their quarrels, Dr. Leitman, it's forbidden, as long as they don't harm each other. I understand. Not to interfere in their quarrels. But you did emphasize to educate for what and when. Dr. Leitman, it's also hard to say, because until the age of 2, it's impossible. And at older age, Dr. Leitman, until the age of 3, he's an animal. He's like another kind of animal. You have to develop him, say, yes, this like this, that's like that. But to teach him proper relations, that's impossible. And so at what age do you begin teaching proper relations, Dr. Leitman? From the ages of 2 to 3, maybe you can start doing it. Maybe you can start. Okay. Now, when we will start, I understood that, first of all, we don't do it online, not inside the quarrel. Okay, the quarrel's over. How do you start working with it? When? Tomorrow or when? Dr. Leitman, also, they don't remember what happened a moment ago. What are you going to start doing now? Awakening different conditions or what? They don't remember it, Dr. Leitman. So not to awaken and not to use the quarrel as a basis for building something. What then? Dr. Leitman, what does it mean to educate? Our approach toward it is, I don't know, it's philosophical, it's what, psychological. They don't have it. Therefore, if you're saying, give this to each other in order for you to give that to each other, and your brothers and this and that, and I, as a mother or father, I'm superior to you, it's unclear what you're saying and what you want. They see you as the biggest disturbance, both of them. And so what do we do? What does it mean to educate, Dr. Leitman? To educate, it means that you, and whatever they're involved in, you do not engage in that. This I understand. Actively, what do I do? What is my part in this entire situation, the family? Dr. Leitman, if you can go into that game together with them and without words to give them examples of proper behavior, but, you know, in a simple way, not in a sophisticated kind of way or anything. So that's worthwhile doing. Like what, Dr. Lightman? They're engaged in something and they give and receive, and, you know, this way you give them an example in practice.
Yeah.
About the example should set. There are two approaches. One says that if parents fight in front of the children, then the children learn from that, that you fight, then you make peace again. Dr. Lightman, I didn't say that. Yeah, I know, I'm asking. And the other approach says that parents shouldn't fight in front of the children, but it should stay behind closed doors. Does a fight between parents also give an example to children? Dr. Lightman, it is forbidden for a child to see such scenes. Yeah, he needn't see the parents fighting, Dr. Lightman. Right, not that the parents are fighting, or with the child himself, or with other people, or between themselves. Oh, and what do you do if one of the children comes to cry about something, to complain about the other brother, that did, the sibling that did something? What do you do, Dr. Lightman? Nothing. Oh, and I come to you. What do you do? I'm the child. Dad, he did this, he did that. What do you do, Dr. Lightman? Nothing. Nothing, Dr. Lightman. I can hug you so you won't hug, but I don't do anything. I don't judge any of you. You say, get along yourselves, Dr. Lightman. Of course, I'm not a judge, and I'm not a security guard or anything. Yeah, when there's a fight between siblings, and not only between siblings, each has his own purpose in that quarrel, saying nothing, doesn't see the other brother. There's no common ground between them. When there's a quarrel, there's no chance, you know. Usually the stronger or more sophisticated one wins. As if. When we're talking about a quarrel that comes from love, is there the ability to teach how to find common grounds? Dr. Lightman, there's the ability to teach just one thing, that I did not get into their fights, and the one that gets pressure or even a beating from the other should learn how to get that beating, and to learn that maybe he can, you know, that he can give them something that can beat them up in return or not do something. Of course, I make sure that they don't kill each other, but that's it. Oh, and you said that parents really have to try not to fight in front of the children. Right. But I'm not a robot. I heard this recommendation 1,000 times since I had children, maybe 2,000 times. But when you're aggravated at home with your wife, then what am I supposed to tell myself, Dr. Lightman, that you have to bring a neurosurgeon home to treat your nerves, Owen? But I don't think that it's something out of the ordinary, Dr. Lightman. Then this is what everyone needs. Owen, but what should I tell myself? What's the cure, Dr. Lightman? If you want to the benefit of the children, it is forbidden for you to get into their development. And when the two of them fight, it's the development of the egoistic will to receive. What can you do about it? You need to allow it to develop freely. Otherwise, you steal wisdom from the child, experience. The father won't be next to him all the time to protect him. He needs to see that if he's bigger, smaller, stronger, weaker, by that he will know how to, you know, bypass all the sharp edges in life. Owen, Yael, what should we tell our children? Tell them that they have to be good to each other or what? That it's important? Dr. Leitman, you yourself don't understand that it's one big nonsense. Bigot kids, really. Come on, say it 1,000 times. And no. They need to only know that from this they learn the wisdom of life. That's it. And good luck to you. Dr. Leitman, thank you very much. You see, I made things simple for you, convenient. Let them be. Oh, we'll work on it, and we'll tell you how it went. All the best. Till next time. New life.